Oh, it's been awesome. Yeah, they've been mentors and friends of mine for a while now, so it's been awesome to get on the road and see the world with them and play some shows.
So for those across Geelong and the Surf Coast who are just starting to get to know you, we're going to ask you about your backstory and where you're from and all of that. We'll get to that, but let's find out more about you. Now, obviously, the new single, Sunday Morning. How'd you spend yesterday morning, Sunday morning? Or was it typical, what's a typical Mitch James Sunday morning?
Back when I was writing the song, it was obviously a little bit different to how it was now. I was actually just kind of boring yesterday, actually. I was just in a hotel bed, just lying down. I wish I could give you a bit more sauce than that.
We're talking about that now, the fact that things have changed for you a lot. Is there something that now that you're starting to make it, you're starting to go out on tour all the time, is there something that you weren't expecting or just weren't prepared for?
Well, I mean, back home where things are a lot more hectic, you sort of miss your privacy a little bit, really. People kind of don't treat you as a normal human being sometimes. But, for the most part, it's awesome.
How are your old next-door neighbours, people back at home at Howick? Are you now the most famous export to come out of there?
No, you'd have to ask the people of Howick. I think I'd be up there.
just as a bit of a confidence booster, do you ever just jump on your socials and read the comments? Because I was just having a look at some of your Facebook photos and you're looking pretty ripped at the moment. A lot of girls saying better looking than Zac Efron. He's so hot.
Oh, here we go.
I'm telling you, I was reading him before. There's actually one I can't even read for radio purposes. So I don't know if you just sit there on your Sunday mornings just having to read and go, yeah, I'm doing all right.
I tend to stay away from that. I've got to stay grounded, you know. Never read your own press is what my old man taught me.
Well, can I just say, Mitch, you getting the haircut, a bit more of that shave look, working wonders. Hey, you did actually spend some...
You're a big fan, are you? fan of the shave head.
I very much am. But you know what? It's all about supporting your life choices, Mitch. I'm just here for you. You spent some time in the UK. You did live rough for a bit. I mean, it's where you kind of hone your craft too, because you were busking and everything, but you were actually robbed at one point. How was that as a young kid? You're overseas and to be confronted with something like that.
Yeah, it was a bit of a wake-up call, really. I was obviously a pretty naive kid going around London with no money and kind of expecting the dream to fall into my lap. But it was certainly not what I expected, but it's a very, very different place to where I'm from, and it was intense. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously since then things have changed dramatically for you. You've got to open up for Ed Sheeran. What's he like as a bloke?
Oh man, he's an absolute top man. I can't say anything bad about the bloke. I still keep in touch with him regularly, and you know, for him to have time for someone like me just says everything you need to know about him. He's pretty much what everyone thinks he is.
So it's been 10 years for the overnight success, but what does 2020 bring for you? I mean, now that you're on the scene and people know or are beginning to know who you are and leaving very nice comments on your social media, what's to come for you?
I've got a second album coming out this year. I'm just trying to keep my head down and keep doing what got me here in the first place, and that's just writing music that feels right to me, and hopefully it feels right to everyone else, and just hopefully it keeps growing and growing, and people keep getting attracted to the music and keep loving it, really.
And you're doing what you love, and people are responding to it, and you're saying, and you've mentioned, you know, just trying to keep your head down and keep humble, but as the paychecks are coming in, come on, there's got to be one little indulgence. Are we going to see you driving around in a Lambo or something?
My indulgence has actually become shoes. I never thought I'd be that wanker, but I'm the shoe guy, which is it could be worse. There's a lot worse vices to have, but there's a site called goat.com, which is a shoe reseller site, and I'm a frequent visitor, unfortunately.
Well, how many shoes are we counting now?
We're getting up to probably about 30.
Oh, that's nothing. You got heaps to go.
I got a long way to go.
It's just starting, but believe me, it's not slowing down anytime soon.
Well, it's only going to increase because you keep putting out incredible music, including the latest single, Sunday Morning. Enjoy the rest of your time in Australia. Please don't be a stranger. Please come back to our shores very, very soon. And look, if you're ever down this way, Geelong on the Surf Coast, I know we'd love to have a beer with you.
Absolutely. Would love that. Thank you so much, guys.
And if you're down, just jump on socials. It's all right, mate. You'll be fine.
Cheers, team. Have a good one.